Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 11 with verses 11 through 14. By faith, Abraham received power to generate, even though he was past the normal age, and Sarah herself was sterile. For he thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. So it was that there came forth from one man, himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sands on the seashore. All these died in faith. They did not receive what had been promised, but saw it and greeted it from afar, and acknowledged themselves to be strangers and aliens on earth. For those who speak thus show that they are seeking a homeland. Faith of Abraham sure stood the test of time, as if time was something that didn't matter, to an old man living the grind. A day when warm baths and clean showers were a fallacy, that couldn't be complied, yet God gave him faith that not a soul could deny. His children did become as numerous as the stars in the sky, and overabundant like the sands of every seashore would comply. Faith brought all this that even a mountain would fall over and die. If you just had the faith of Abraham, all on earth would comply. We struggle with this faith that allows us to see the Christ in every person's hide, a reflection, so to speak, that a soul can't deny. I see this faith often in complete strangers that speak of God that can correct all things, and seen as the joy we received when Jesus did ordain. In each of us, the beauty of living redeemed. Not a soul can take this from you or deny you will ever succeed. For your faith is between you and God, not anyone else that can disagree. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children each day, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others on this day of Fatima. Our Lady of Fatima today is celebrated worldwide. And the Catholic Church has asked our brothers and sisters everywhere to fast today. Pray the rosary as many times as you might be able to, and seek peace in the name of Jesus. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, and we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Hebrews 11. It's verses 11 through 14. It is a two-stanza poem with a one-line ending. It's ongoing. It's titled, Sky Represented His Offspring, As Many Stars As Could Be Seen. Generating power received Abraham by faith. Age past normal he was able to generate. Sterile too was Sarah, yet trustworthy promise would state. Man, one, almost dead, brought forth descendants, numerous his fate. Sky represented his offspring, as many stars as could be seen. Seashore sands, too, were his descendants, countless beings. yet all faith still didn't keep them from death's fiend. Earth aliens and strangers themselves acknowledged the thing. Homeland-seeking speakers, those aliens, faith, their forever ring. Amen. I'm Tom Shokruz Wiggins. It's May 13th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:18 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at 6:09, in the name of Jesus, we say hello to our good friends John and Marie. God bless you guys. Peace be with you. And thank you for joining us. God bless you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.